hear about it.
Happy Felton asks, what's the score? Throughout the day and most of the night, you are told what is happening in the national capital. You are given the inside, and you hear the nation's great. But for those who would like to hear about it from an average man, this is your program. It is brought to you by... You mean we haven't a sponsor yet? Oh, well. We now take you to the Easy Time Bowling Alley, where we tune in on the man who is there this same time each evening. And here he is, Happy Felton.
Hi there, fellas. Hey, what's the score? How do you feel, Fred?
Not so good, Hap. You know, my wife's all upset about this FCC ban on the radio giveaway show. You know, she thought we were sure going to get rich this year.
Oh, listen, Fred. If the Federal Communications Commission wants to stop giveaway programs, they ought to start with the North Atlantic Pact. Brother, that's the biggest giveaway since WPA. You spell it P-A-C-T, Pact. Don't spell anything backwards. Even if it does seem kind of backwards to give people guns to get ready for peace. Where's my ball, Fred?
Here it is, Hat.
Oh, thanks. Listen, this Atlantic Pact, well, it's a sort of agreement that a lot of countries won't divorce each other. As long as Uncle Sam pays their rent and grocery bills. I read that 12 countries, of course they're mostly one-gun powers, have agreed to it or ratified it. Says no country can rat on it for 20 years, and yet some of these same countries ratified the Kellogg Pact to do away with war. That was signed somewhere between the last two wars, brother. They didn't wait 20 years to rat on that pact.
It's kind of confusing, ain't it?
You bet your life it's confusing. You know, it's like calling all these nations that signed the pact the Western Union. Maybe it's because Western Union is also linked with bad news, sending for money collect, and ain't much good without a lot of boys in uniform. Pardon me, I better roll. Oh, brother. What a bad shot. Believe me, Fred, the Atlantic Pact misses the mark about as much as that shot. You ever read the North Atlantic Pact?
No.
I can explain it so even the senators who voted for it can understand how they got hooked. Wait a minute, I gotta roll. Oh, how about that? One off each corner. Give me two, Fred. Now, about the pact. First, there's the preamble.
Huh? What's that?
A preamble?
Yeah.
Well, that's a starting point for the foreign powers. They're ambling off with our dough.
Oh.
It's supposed to give everybody a fair deal except to American taxpayers. Hey, it's got a hot line in it. I can even recite it. We are determined to safeguard the freedom, common heritage, and civilization. Oh, Fred. That's the way diplomats and statesmen talk to cover up the fact that you don't win peace with guns. We've tried it twice now, and each time our freedom and heritage was worse off after being saved than it was before. Good shot, brother. You're on tonight. I'll put an X in the box. You know, if we were writing that preamble stuff, we would say, whereas we just can't afford to win another war, and whereas we are worse off after helping Europe win two wars than we were in helping to win only one, we are hereby resolved to be more careful. Where they write large resolutions, but I guess statesmen have to avoid being practical.
Well, what comes after the preamble stuff, then?
You really want to hear this?
Yeah.
All right. Well, under Article 1, the nations agree to settle disputes by peaceful means.
Oh.
Peaceful. Already those congressmen are in a dogfight over money to back up the pact. Article 2 agrees for nations to strengthen their trade and free institutions. Now, I can just see these foreign diplomats agreeing on that word free. Our institutions, the only free ones. The British seem to think that Paul Revere was spreading jokes. Am I boring you?
No.
All right, you asked for it, then. Article 3 is a real honey. Now, listen to this. It provides for continuous and effective self-help and mutual aid.
Oh.
Now, if anybody believes that Europe's going to do much self-help or do anything mutual, so long as that giveaway is running, they're dumb enough to think they could lick Joe Louis.
They're waiting for you to roll.
Okay, but listen. Article 4 provides for consultation, except Democrats don't have to consult Republicans. And this is the hot one, Fred. Articles 5 and 6 set up the rules for peaceful settlements. Also tells where to get the guns. Article 7 and 8, you can't get away from me now. You just listen. Article 7 and 8 say this fact does not conflict with the other treaties that are already being ignored. But the real dynamite, Fred, is buried in Articles 9 to 14. It's a chart for a council and formal ratification. Sure wish they'd keep that word rat out of all these treaties. Now, a council is duck soup for foreign ratifiers, but it's poison to us. We have won every war on every front, but we have been out-talked in every council, committee, convention, boat ride, and international picnic. Yeah, we're a giant with guns and manpower, Fred, but we're a midget with words. Give me a spare, Fred, and boy, set him up in the other alley.
Meet Happy Felton again tomorrow night at the Easy Time Bowling Alley, same time, same station. This is Tom Shirley. Good night, everybody.